Well, the blue ribbon of the Cheltenham Festival, the Cheltenham Gold Cup, is due off today at 3:30, and the stamina sapping contest, Galloping Deschamps attempts to supplement last year's superb success. He won't have it all his own way. Probably fast or slow would like better ground, but maybe Corrick Rambler, the Grand National winner from last year, might just be the one to be involved in the finish at a decent price. Derek O'Connor can keep his great run of the week going on It's on the Line for JP McManus and Emmett Mullins in the Hunter's Chase at 4:10, whilst in the opening Triumph Hurdle, Majbra is my idea the winner. Very eye-catching on debut in this country at the Dublin Racing Festival. And the County Hurdle, as always, it's a wide-open affair. Anyone of six or seven could get a shout, but Absurd is the one I like for Willie Mullins and Paul Townend. Whilst in the Staying Novices Hurdle, Gidley Park bypassed the Ballymore and Ballyburn to run in this. He has plenty of stamina and I think could go very close. The nap for me, though, will go in the concluding contest, the Martin Clyde Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle, where I think the Mike O'Connor-ridden Waterford Whispers, impressive winner of a maiden hurdle at Ballybrick before winning at Fairy House, and second in a decent enough handicap at, which was tactically run at Leopardstown over Christmas. And that's the nap for me. Waterford Whispers in the 5:30 at Cheltenham.